How about head cheese? Do you know what the preparation
head cheese is made when they butcher the hogs from anything that's left over, I think, any little pieces of meat. And they boil that probably with the head of the hogs.
Okay. What is
souse meat is another name for it. Souse meat.
Okay.
They put spices in with it. Spices, a lot of hot, maybe hot pepper.
What does it look like when it's all done?
It looks like a gelatin, kind of a cold meat with a lot of gelatin, and you slice it.
Sometimes when things are made with butter or butter itself, when it's spoiled, we say it's what?
Rancid.
Any other synonyms for rancid?
Strong. Spoiled.
How about milk?
Milk is soured.
Yeah, and what happens to it?
Separates.
Yeah, what are those little things?
Curds.
Yeah, it's curdled
curdles.
Milk.
Curdles. Curdled milk.
And cottage cheese, how's that made?
Cottage cheese is made from the soured milk. Originally, the milk, I believe the soured milk would be heated to a certain temperature until it would separate really good. And those curds would be all separated, and then that was strained through a cheesecloth. And the cottage cheese that's left is just delicious. But now, of course, it's just cultured. They put some kind of chemical in there to make that milk curdle up. And I doubt if it's even heated at all. And then they pour that through. And that's what we buy.
How about when, to get the impurities out of milk, what do we have to do?
Pasteurized.
Or, well, say if you wanted to get the curdles out of the milk, you would pour it through.
Strain it.
How about apple pastry baked in a deep dish? What do you call that?
Cobbler.
Any other?
Apple cobbler. Apple dumplings.
Deep dish pie? Yeah, is there a difference between cobbler and deep dish pie?
Unless one has a bottom crust, and maybe a cobbler has a bottom crust, or maybe the deep dish pie has a bottom crust.
Okay, well, that's where I'd like to know. What was it? Dumpling? Apple dumpling?
Dumpling, that's up east. They make those up north more than they do here.
What are the differences in preparation?
Well, a pie, an apple pie, would have, you roll out the pastry thin and lay that over the bottom of the pie pan. Then you would slice your apples into that pastry and then lay another thin pastry all over the top. Or some people put little strips of that pastry on the top in a lattice, they call it lattice work. Then a cobbler is usually made of berries, a blackberry cobbler in the south, or you can make with apples, with no bottom pastry. Sometimes they'll put little pieces of the pastry in the berries to cook. And then they'll put a top pastry that will get real crisp and nice on the top. And up north, I think they make dumplings. They will wrap the apple in a piece of the pastry and put that in a baking dish and bake each of those separately.
Okay. How about a sweet liquid that we pour over pudding? What's that?
Sauce.
Okay. What other meanings does sauce have to you?
Worcester sauce, you mean? Like Worcester sauce to go over meat? Is that the kind?
Cream sauce over some kind of meat.
So maybe a few vegetables. In the South, though, people don't usually put cream sauce over vegetables.
No.
Mm-mm. Maybe potatoes once in a while. But the only cream sauce in the South is used usually over meat, like cream tuna fish or chipped beef.